Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
According to the latest drought monitor for Oklahoma released on the 4th of July, the state remains free of extreme or exceptional drought as we begin the month of July. Recent weeks, though, have seen a rapid spread of abnormally dry or worse conditions in all but southeastern Oklahoma. The coverage area of just abnormally dry has grown by 40% in a single week. Now covers all of the western half of the state and much of northeastern Oklahoma as well. It's jumped from 53% a week ago up to 67% of the state now in abnormally dry or worse conditions. Moderate drought or worse, rising 2 points from 20.48% up to 22.3% from last week to this week. North central and the west central parts of the state are the driest, and that's where we find the moderate drought conditions. Severe drought up to almost 4% of the state, ranging from Major County down through all of Blaine County, Beckham, Caddo, Custer, Greer, and Ouachita counties as well. Kansas drought conditions actually improving. They're looking now at the moderate drought conditions improving by 7 percentage points from 28% a week ago, 21% this week. Abnormally dry numbers falling 6 points from 60% down to 54.6% in the latest week. Texas drought monitor kind of on the side, going sideways. Severe drought at 12.8% versus 11.95% a week ago. Moderate drought essentially flat at 25%, and abnormally dry worse down at 46% versus 38% last week in the Lone Star State of Texas. From the calendar, a couple of events coming up this coming week that we will be covering for you. Our own Casey Shepherd will be downtown Oklahoma City at the summer board meeting of U.S. Wheat Associates. U.S. Wheat, of course, is the market development arm of the wheat industry. They represent wheat growers through checkoff monies internationally, working with buyers around the world. They've got multiple offices globally, and they're bringing a lot of those folks into Oklahoma City together to talk about what's going on, to get a market update, to look at where the various things that are going on globally for the wheat industry is impacting our ability to sell this 2024 hard red winter wheat crop. Then we've got the annual summer business meeting of the cattle industry happening this coming week. That's in San Diego. Joint meetings of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, American National Cattle Women, and the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board will be there. Our reports will be powered by Farm Data Services of Stillwater. Look for those reports this coming week. You've got farm news on Ron. Superior Livestock's biggest sale of the year coming up. It's the week in the Rockies this year out of Snowbird, Utah, 8th through the 12th of July. 5 days of selling 309,648 head of cattle. You can check things out by going to superiorlivestock.com to get more information or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies, superiorlivestock.com. Do remind you, a lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out, my friends, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.